God, please don't forget the crooked. Welcome to another episode of the Crooked Halo Crew Podcast, featuring your boy, Jay Wesley. It's been a while, and before we kick off another season, we have to start it right. So stay tuned for some words. I'll be back. There's a saying, people can only meet you as deeply as they met themselves. How deep they love you, in my opinion, is based on the depth in which they buried their hurt. Crooked. The problem is that we carry our traumas like backpacks and reach for our smiles like textbooks whenever we need our shields. We messed up the moment we confused fragility for weakness. The masses crumbled in their failed attempts to prove to everyone else that they were strong. You must remember that there's a difference between the healed and the healing. And even the stout have wounds that they're scared to touch. And if you're not careful, amidst this confusion, instead of flowing towards what you need, you will fall in love with what you're not. Yin-yings. Rubbing edges to make it work. Because what once came easy rarely comes at all. And you will find yourself trapped in the belly of a love that is always hungry and surrounded by a sea of tears that cannot quench the thirst. Love doesn't need to rest its head on a person resting on their laurels. Your yesterday cannot love me like your today can. I am one who dreams in color, so I am one who cannot love in grays. I will cast up my prayers to the heavens and wait until it rains and I am drenched in change. And give me that I'm not done loving you today, so I'll see you tomorrow, love. Give me that interlocked at the core of a spirit kind of love. That we defend, amend, we transcend as we ascend, because we've done it before and we will do it again kind of love. And make me strong enough to move from mountains. And God, make me strong enough to hold her tears. I can only meet you as deeply as I met myself. So every day and night, I keep diving, crooked. Welcome to another episode of the Crooked Halo Crew Podcast, featuring your boy, your host, Jay Wesley. Thank you for coming. This podcast is dedicated to the good at heart, who sometimes feel bad by default. Here you will find motivational conversations about self, spirituality, relationships, current events, mixed with a dash of poetry. Wear your halo proudly. It's been a minute. Welcome to season 3. There wasn't a lot of season 2 to go around, but we're here. I don't know if I mentioned this in a previous episode, but I have a friend. I probably did. I'm very much that person that repeats stories thinking that you're hearing it for the first time. Guilty. But I remember when I first pursued writing, and I was talking to one of my best friends, Mike Brown, and I was going to quit because I felt I had the talent, I was good enough, and I was putting out the right content. But I didn't believe that the number of people that I wanted to was receiving the words. And that's when he told me, one, you're being an idiot right now. Not in those words, I paraphrase. But what he did mention was that before you meet your blessing, you'll hit your wall. And I've clung to that ever since then. And that's over a decade ago. So whenever I face a storm, whenever I am submerged in the dark, instead of panicking, I always ask myself, okay, God, you must have one hell of a blessing waiting for me. And 2022 was one hell of a storm. I cannot lie. And you know that saying, check on your strong friend? On the flip side of that, or on the other side of the fence, sometimes what I realize, at least personally, is that sometimes the strong don't know what to do when they're weak. It is a very vulnerable space, and it's a very foreign space, because you are often the one that everyone goes to. And when the coin is flipped and it's not in your favor, you're stuck. But God is good. And that's something I want to talk about in this episode, is what are your plans for the years? Or I'll share what my plans for the year is, and one of it is being grateful, expressing gratitude. But firstly, I want to share one of my favorite quotes, which is, learn to pause, not stop. And I believe at some point, even with this podcast, it felt as if I was stopping, but it was never that. It was just a very long pause. No one ever said that the road travel would be easy. But I know in my instance, or in my case, that road will be traveled. When? It's solely up to me. And as I'm working on mastering my mental state and diving into the power of the mind, I knew I would be here trekking along and providing words for you to listen to. It wasn't an if, it was always a when. And I want to apologize for taking this long, but I feel or believe in the spirit of this podcast, I don't even have to. Because of us being crooked, I do believe that you understand. And so there were many lessons learned along the way, right? Excuse the long pauses. This is not the most scripted episode that I've created, but I wanted to happen because I needed to jumpstart this again. Because it's so important and dear to me. And I know what this can become. And I know the impact that it will serve. And I'm excited about that. And I think sometimes I'm apprehensive because I want to be the best possible self in order to lead. But leaders aren't always on 100%, and I have to acknowledge that too. And so in like my case, like, it was very hard to be creative and productive when you're exhausted and you're depressed. And when life is lifing, life is very difficult and it gets hard. And it rubs out a lot of the softness that you've held and nurtured along the way. Because this is a very cold world. And for many of us that have a warm heart, we don't always feel like we belong. And sometimes in order to protect it, you have to shield it. Others sometimes hide it because it's so valuable. And you don't want to put it at risk of being damaged in any way. But I'm here. I'm crooked. We were never ascending on that perfect trajectory anyway. And I'm going to work on being more consistent with this. It was easier when I was working from home. I can just jump on the microphone and do my thing. But now, fortunately, it's hard to say that I'm fortunately working in the office 5 days a week, but I'm not even gonna say it. But since I'm working 5 days a week, getting to the podcast and mustering up the strength to record this podcast, it's a lot more challenging than it was in the past. But guess what? It is going to be here, because what took place last time and even the time before that was a pause, but it was never a stop. And I just want you guys to know that and receive it, and just know that I'm thinking of you even when I'm not present in front of you. And you know, in the spirit of this podcast, I want to be inspirational. I want to make a heartfelt impact. And I want to be a guide or a compass in any way that leads you towards light and joy. And so this won't be a long podcast. I don't want to hold you to that. But now that by the time this podcast was released, it would be almost the end of March, which is the first quarter in 2023. And so I'm curious to know what your why is. And if you don't have a why, guess what? That is okay too. Because sometimes in order to find your why, or sometimes in not knowing your why, that is the compass to finding your why. But the year will quickly pass, and I don't want you to enter 2024 wishing that you would have. I want you, at least I'm encouraging you, to enter the year wanting to tweak what was already done. And so, with that said, you need a foundation as to what your priorities are going to be for yourself and your life and your year. Long term, you need to figure out what's that for your existence. But that's another conversation with another guest, because I can't do that one by myself. So I'm going to share some of the things that, two things, or I'm going to start with two things. You know, I'm very long-winded. It might bubble to 10. But two things that I'm focusing for the year. And one is, I want this year to be the year of gratitude. And I feel like for the first time in my life, I understand what gratitude is. Because essentially, I would always be grateful for what I had. But this is the first time in my life where I am grateful for being here to feel, whether it's positive or negative, whether it's in my favor or a lesson that needs to be learned. I am grateful for these things. And because of the ability to express gratitude, I am beginning to see the world differently. I am grateful for my tribe and my orbit and the people that love on me. And when you see the choice that they've made to invest in me, complete stranger at one point, that was destined to be in their lives, it's a beautiful and, to me, sometimes a miraculous thing. Because out of billions of people, we chose one another. And I am grateful for that. And I've been grateful for the pain. Something terrible can happen to me, and I sound like my granny, rest in peace. And one of the first things I say is, God is still good. And I think God is still good because I'm still here to feel. And I'm thankful and I'm grateful for that. And I'm also grateful for the fact that I know now, or I see it now, And I can say with conviction that not only is God with me, but God is in me. And I want to express that and extend that level of love to those that are within my orbit. I really do. And I'm working on that, and I'm not perfect. And I'm grateful. I don't know if I want to say I'm grateful for not being perfect, but I am grateful for the lessons unlearned that I'm going to master at some point in my life. And I'm just a different person. And I don't, you already know, like, this podcast is about the crew, not about me. And one thing I can say is that the person that entered that quarantine years ago isn't the person that emerged. And you're going to see that, feel that, and hear it in future episodes. And so, lastly, 2023 will be the year of discipline. And many don't realize that discipline is one of the hardest things to exhibit. Because when everything shuts down, discipline manages to turn the light on. And discipline is routinely being able to complete the task at hand when your hands are tired. And that separates many people from the various levels that they achieve. I saw a quote today. It says, "The right discipline consists not in external compulsion, but in the habits of mind which lead spontaneously to desirable." I don't know, it made more sense when I wrote it down. But anyway, it makes sense, right? So, what it means is, it's about creating good habits to get you to where you want, to get you to your destination. So I remember years ago, one of the best purchases I made off of Craigslist, I don't know if people purchase off of Craigslist anymore, was a whiteboard. And that whiteboard changed my life, because I would map out my goals for the year and work towards them. And so when people were saying, "Oh, I just want the new year to start," but they were saying it because they needed a reset, I was very excited, because it gave me an opportunity on January 1st to document all the things I was able to accomplish. And so, to tie it back to the discipline quote, when it says it leads to spontaneous, the habits of mind which lead spontaneously to desirable, what it's saying is that once you create a system and it becomes a habit, it becomes muscle memory. And whatever target you set forth and exercise those practices to get there, spontaneously one day you arrive there simply because you put in the work. And so with muscle memory, you don't remember, "Oh, I have to," like, especially with working out, muscle memory is usually attached to working out. And in time, you master the technique and you see the results in your physique. And that's the same thing with discipline. You create a habit along with the right techniques, and you will see the results. And the results are astonishing. And then what happens as a result of the results? Why am I using results so much? I don't know, it might be the whiskey. But you start to believe. Because you realize that it wasn't the only person or the only thing that was in your way was you. And so as I start to reread books like The Prophet and The Four Agreements and this was Seven Spiritual Laws of Success and all of these things, what these books reconfirm is that there's spiritual law around, right? That's one thing. And what it also echoes is that everything starts with the mind. Everything begins with your mindset. I started this course this year. One of my friends, Pierre Genty, one of the best well-known black poets in America right now, he has a course. And what I love about his course was that it shifted my mindset. Because if you want to shift your, if you want to maneuver your hands or your legs in one position or lift them up or rest them, everything is funneled through your mind. And what you have to do is be mindful and master what enters and how you filter it and what you want to focus on. What's the saying? Where focus goes, energy flows. That's a real thing. And it is important to water your lawn. Protect your house. Love your house. Renovate your house. And know which home you belong to. And we are going to get there as a crew. Sometimes I'll have the microphone. Sometimes a crew member will have the microphone. But we are going to get there. And as I learn, I'm not hoarding that information. Because that's what keeps us fractured. I'm sharing all of my teaching, all of my practices with you. Because that's what it's about. And just know that however I communicate it, whether you want to hear it or not, whether it rips a scab or stitches a wound, I just need you to understand it's going to come from a spirit of love. And that's what the Crooked Halo Crew is for. We are going to be united. We're not perfect, but we are the good at heart. Blah, blah, blah. Another whiskey sighting. But thank you for listening. Thank you for encouraging me and pushing me to be a better version of myself from a distance. And if you see me in person, say hello. I am absolutely grateful for this podcast and its listeners. And as I continue or strive to do right by me, in the process, I'm going to do right by you. Or at least the best that I can do by your side. And I don't plan on letting you down. And so as we end this episode, I'm so grateful you made it to the end of an episode. It's been very difficult. I'm thankful. So, damn, how was I gonna end this again? Oh, normally I would give roses. And I wanna do that. I wanna give roses to those that have been just doing their thing since this last episode. But I also want to incorporate something new. I want to wait for the beat to kick in. There we go. I want to water seeds. I want to water seeds to those have been planted, you know? Those that are experiencing life in a different form right now, and they're still learning how to deal and who they are. I'm watering those seeds. I'm watering seeds for those that have a blossom ensuing, but they're not quite there yet. I'm watering those seeds. Because the apex and the valleys have something to offer. And I am doing. I am acknowledging both. Because both deserve love. And gratitude. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Crooked Halo Crew podcast. It's me, Jay Wesley. If you want to help transition me from, I'm not going to say starving artist, I would say pending success story, support me. You can buy my book, From Heartbreaks to Love Notes, on Amazon. They take the bulk of the money, I'm not gonna lie. You can buy it on my website, www.jwesleycollection.com. You can get my books, you can get my merch. If you want to listen to this without using a platform like Apple or Spotify, You can listen to this podcast at CrookedHaloCrew.com. We're here. And we are up. And we're going to keep being positive. And when we're being negative, we're gonna bond together with that too. But we're not going to stay there. All right? Thank you. Have a blessed day if you're listening to this in the morning. Or if you're listening to this at night, I hope you're having a wonderful evening. Until next time, stay crooked. Peace.